You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from the Gospel of Mark. As you might know, Mark is a short gospel. It's significantly shorter than Matthew and Luke. And it's not just that Mark includes fewer events or sayings from Jesus' life, he also narrates the same events more briefly. And today's passage is a perfect example of Mark being brief. And I've found Mark's narrative especially helpful precisely because it is brief. And I'll tell you why. But first, I'm going to read the passage. This is Mark 1, 12 to 15. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." In the first half of this passage, Mark tells us all about Jesus' fasting and temptation in two short verses. Matthew and Luke elaborate more. Matthew writes 11 verses and Luke writes 13 verses. But all Mark says is, the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. He was there for 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts and the angels ministered to him. That's all, two verses. He doesn't speak very much about his temptation and the interaction with Satan. Matthew and Luke elaborate a lot more on this. Now, in Matthew and Luke, this tends to take the spotlight, and sometimes we miss the fact that he also went there to fast. That was his main purpose. He wasn't just tempted in the wilderness. He went there to fast. And why did he fast? Well, it's connected to what comes next. He fasted to prepare for his ministry. In my Bible, the passage we read today is split into two different sections with different headings. First, Jesus fasts and is tempted. That's one section with one heading. And second, he begins his ministry, a second section. And these sections are always consecutive. In all three synoptics, Matthew and Mark and Luke, and all these gospels, they come right after each other. In all three, Jesus fasts right before beginning his ministry as a preparation for his ministry. But because the sections are longer in Matthew and Luke, they tend to be split into two in the lectionary and read on different days. But here in Mark, because he's brief, we get to read them together. And the fact that fasting is a preparation for ministry is especially highlighted for us. Now, Jesus wasn't the first to spend 40 days in the wilderness before beginning his ministry. Moses also spent 40 days in the wilderness before beginning his ministry, and Elijah did too, and so did other Old Testament prophets. So Jesus, by going out into the wilderness to prepare for his ministry, is continuing in the tradition of those prophets. Now, why did Jesus and Moses and Elijah all go out to the wilderness to fast? Why wilderness? Why didn't they stay home? What's so special about the wilderness? Well, what's special about the wilderness is silence. In the wilderness, there is silence. There are no distractions. And as we might know from personal experience, silence helps us to meet the Lord, especially as we fast. And a great place to find silence and avoid distraction is the wilderness. So during this season, we all need to find space for silence. We all need to find wilderness in our busy lives. So I encourage you to ask yourself today, how can I, in the circumstances of my life, make space for silence so that I can better meet the Lord in this season?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.